92.1 WGHN Grand Haven's favorite. It is an episode of Ask Dr. Tasha. Dr. Tasha with Allendale Acupuncture and Wellness. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Back to school. Oh, I don't have to worry about that anymore. Thank goodness. Oh my God. I'm still not over the Calvin Klein jeans I wanted in the late 70s and my mom wouldn't pay $30 for them. Oh. They were $30.
I know. Now they're like 100 and something.
I got a job at McDonald's and bought them myself.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
With my Earth shoes. Way before you were even born, but we're going to talk about back to school stuff.
We're going to talk about back to school. So when I'm a mom of four, I have three school age, and then I have a 2.5-year-old. She's ready. You know, aww, the baby's always ready to go.
I didn't know
go.
You had a 2.5-year-old.
I do, yep, that I'm still nursing.
Okay.
So props to the mamas who are nursing. I think this month was... not to change the subject, World Breastfeeding Week.
It is. It's World Breastfeeding Month for August.
Excuse me, it was.
Yeah.
And we have done several things on our social media about that. Mm-hmm. But I went back and counted. I have nursed a baby for 7.5 years counting.
You should get a vacation to, Disney for that.
I'm taking my first vacation with my husband without our children ever.
Oh my gosh.
Next month. We're going to Cancun.
Wonderful.
I know.
How well deserved is that?
Yeah. So that's kind of when we think about back to school, that's what I think about.
Mm-hmm.
Moms.
Oh, I know.
And in the society we are in, we have to make the choice. Am I going to let this society run me ragged?
Mm-hmm.
Because it will.
Mm-hmm.
Or am I going to take care of myself and take care of my family and set some boundaries and not do the rat race?
Mm-hmm.
And I know that it's different for every single person. Some people thrive off of that rat race.
Yeah.
But so I also have a big age gap. I have a 14, and then the next one is 8, and then 5, and then 2.5.
Oh, you sure do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is hard. That age gap is hard.
Yeah.
So I realized when he started school, it was different. It was slow paced. It was sweet. The parties, you know, you'd go to the Christmas party and be a whole afternoon and it'd be so fun.
Mm-hmm.
And there were some really sweet field trips. And now that my 8-year-old is in school, you go into school and they're like, you have 20 minutes for the party and you better hurry. Mm-hmm. And you're going to the zoo and you have 2 hours and get them to
everything
the zoo.
Everything is scheduled.
And then we're going to do this party and this party and this party. Mm-hmm. And they're all off school hours and we're going to get all the kids excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like, what is happening?
Yeah.
This is not enjoyable. There's no quality of life. I don't want to do this. I want to enjoy my kids and I want to... Everybody's different.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that we were meant to run at such a fast pace.
Right.
I truly don't. And it's turned into like, you know, with my 14-year-old, we're doing school soccer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now it's not just school soccer. It's we're going to do club and we're going to do this club and we're going to do this indoor thing and we're going to drive across the country for this and you're going to pay thousands of dollars and the other kids in the family aren't going to have quality of life because everybody's running. And I'm like, stop it. It's enough.
Mm-hmm.
And my message to moms is if you don't want to live that way, don't live that way.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it because you are a human being. You have a certain capacity. You have one chance to raise your kids.
Yeah.
Do not get sucked into that pressurized rat race.
Yeah. Just say no.
Just say no. Because what does it do to your body?
Just
you
say no.
You see me getting amped up. It stresses you out.
Yeah.
There's no quality of life time at home. You're not getting the rest you need. Your kids are not getting the rest you need.
Mm-hmm.
And let's talk about the family. The family isn't getting the family time that they need together. Mm-hmm. What is happening to family dinner? What is happening to being together? I'm not saying you have to do it all the time, but what kind of values are our kids leaving home with if they are running a rat race and going from sport to sport to sport, never having family dinner and never learning to value family?
Mm-hmm.
It's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's wrong. So what we do, and I'm not saying what I do is right for everybody
else. I get
it.
Yeah, everyone's
but
different.
What
right.
I do with what we decided to do with our kid is we also drive 30 minutes to school.
Mm-hmm.
Every day.
I had a long commute with mine, too. Yeah.
And, you know, it's our choice.
Right. It was mine, too. Yep.
You know, it's a sacrifice for him to go to the school he goes to, but it's been 1,000% worth it.
Mm-hmm.
But we said you get two sports. You pick one in the fall and you pick one in the spring.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yep.
And probably when he drives, he will do more and he will drive himself there because social life is important to teenagers.
Oh, it sure is.
But that has protected me, my husband, our little kids, because it was turning into them being raised in the car. That is not okay.
Yeah.
So we have learned these are the important things for him. These are the important things for us. This is how we slow down. And this is how we create a balance between him getting the life he needs and some of the things he wants, mm-hmm. not all of them, mm-hmm. and us having quality of life.
Yeah.
I actually am taking my 8-year-old out of school this year because she complained. She's a phenomenal child, mm-hmm. but school sucked the ever-loving life out of her. She's too tired. She would come home and say she's too tired. And let's face it, I'm a doctor. She's getting the nutrition she needs. She's getting the sleep she needs. She's getting the vitamins she mm-hmm. needs. She's getting the outdoor time she needs, but it's too much for her to keep up with at 8.
Yeah.
So she's going to homeschool this year, which okay. she's really excited about, okay. so that she can have, you know, that downtime she needs. And we're in the position we can do that. My yeah. husband stays at home with her, and he has a teaching degree, and it's,
there you go.
You know,
there
it's going to yeah. work for us. Mm-hmm. But I have learned to step back in my life and say, that's too much. This is too much. She's saying school is too much. And I don't know if homeschooling is permanent, but it's what she needs to slow her life down. Mm-hmm. Think of all the moms who are out there run ragged, burnt out, can't handle it, mm-hmm. trying to keep up, feeling that pressure. You don't have to do it. You don't have to do it. And when your kids do go back to school, take some time to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
And it's a great time for you to come in and let us help you with whatever you have going on. Fatigue, fibro. Let's talk about the moms with fibromyalgia because they're run ragged and they're taking care of everybody else.
Yes, they are. And they're doing a lot. And I'm just going to say it. I found that moms do a lot more emotional work. I'm sorry.
They do.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm not cutting yeah. dads or men. I'm yeah. just saying we're just wired that way.
You're wired that way. And not always, but a lot of the times we're emotionally more in tune as a human being. It's okay. just the way we're wired.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I have a phenomenal husband who's engaged, who That's loves good. His kids.
Yeah.
You know, he parents in the way that he hoped he would be parented. Mm-hmm. He also is a combat veteran, so he has a little bit different perspective on life, right? Mm-hmm. He's deployed twice, has a Purple Heart. Like,
wow.
He's and when you have that deployment or you have that life-altering experience, your perspective changes, mm-hmm. you know? And he wants to be at home with his kids. When our 14-year-old was little, he missed a lot of the first parts of his life because he was serving our country. So even then, the emotional burden feels heavier for me. Mm-hmm. And he's a phenomenal human and he's fully engaged. Mm-hmm. But it's just a lot of the time moms carry that.
Yeah.
They, you know, that's just.
They carry it. And then because they carry it, that causes issues like you're not yeah. sleeping. You're in pain. You're this, you're that.
You're hyper anxious.
Yeah.
Or you're depressed.
Or you're depressed.
Feel like you can't handle it.
Yeah.
Whatever the situation may be, mm-hmm. my number one advice is cut out the fat. Cut out the things you don't have to do. Number two, find the things that you want to make sure you fulfill in your life and prioritize those. If you want to prioritize family dinner and you don't want your kid to miss every dinner for basketball practice, cut it out. Mm-hmm. Spend time with your kid. Mm-hmm. It's okay. They will be okay. If you don't want to run around and drive to 17 different extracurriculars on the weekend, cut it out.
I agree.
You don't have to do it. There is such a pressure in our society to do everything.
I know.
And you can't.
You can't.
And your quality of life is going to improve dramatically if you decide this is what I want out of my life and this is what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And it's okay as a parent to say that. Kids that's don't eat everything they want.
No, they don't.
They really don't. They think they do, but they don't. And that's going to make them a more well-rounded human being.
I know. I know that initial no is hard to say at first, but you really have to do that. And if mom is not taking care of herself,
yeah.
how can she take care of her family?
Right. And that's one of the things
I've been dad, if he's yeah. in that position yes. of being home or whatever.
Correct.
And most of the time, mom is managing the family while going to a full-time job.
Right.
Come yes. on.
Yes.
We're so busy. It's yeah. exhausting. And this yeah. is, you know, I follow a lot. I follow this one woman she's in France and she's an American who moved her family to France. And I just follow her on Instagram and I just love the way she lives her life and how different things are there. Everything is slower.
Yeah. Yes.
They don't have the stress. They're not moving as fast mm-hmm. as we are. And their kids turn out just fine.
Yes, they do. That's the thing.
Come on, man.
Even if your kid doesn't do 20 clubs in their life, mm-hmm. they will be fine.
This was a really good segment.
Yeah.
because everybody's going back to school today, and moms are listening to this. So we really timed this well.
Yeah, we did.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me. So I want to add, if you're a mom that's struggling or wants to take some time to take care of yourself, get things back under control when you do have a break from your kiddos, if you do, we have moms that bring their kids into our office. I don't care.
Oh, that's good.
What you need to do.
Cool.
Yeah. We have Legos and juice boxes and snacks, you know. Give us a call.
Okay.
Set up a complimentary consultation. I'm happy to talk to you. My number is 616-604-0219. And the website is www.allacu.com.
Wonderful. Thank you for being here.
Yeah.
This is a really good segment.
Yeah.
Ask Dr. Tasha. Now, we're running this on a Tuesday because yesterday was Labor Day. Today's the first day of school.
That's right.
92.1 WGHN.